Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. The only professional wrestling podcast in the world where pro wrestling is discussed passionately, with confidence, with great knowledge, and most of all, in the most sophisticated way. So brace yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, because chaos is about to be unleashed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Ringside Chaos, the professional wrestling discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast and Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions. I am Alex Alcazaz, aka the Bear of Texas, and I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about the news about Jon Moxley signing a new contract with All Elite Wrestling. So from what I understand, October 7th is when the reports came out that Moxley had agreed to a new 5-year deal to stay with the company, which means he will remain with AEW until 2027. But according to my research, apparently he's going to have some more roles, but apparently there's actually a whole lot more to the story than I ever would have anticipated. According to one source with Wrestling News, Moxley had worked for a time on a handshake deal with AEW. I think during that time, maybe that they were working on negotiations. Maybe his previous contract had expired, but they were still negotiating for him to get a new one, and he was still working on AEW on, like they say, a handshake deal, which means he agrees to appear and work for the promotion, but just not under contract. So who knows basically how it went, but according to what I've seen, you know, it's even mentioned that, they mentioned like the whole thing about his contract was quite a big deal, I think, based on one of the quotes that I've seen. But again, you know, the situation apparently had seemed to be complicated and delicate, but according to WrestlingInc.com, you know, from the situation is that, you know, they mentioned that according to Fightful, sources said that Moxley, yeah, again, was working without a contract for some time. So that's why they call it handshake deals, which honestly, in my opinion, means you agree to appear for whatever and just work a couple of matches until a new contract can be agreed upon. But based on what I've seen right here is that the contract situation during the summer for Jon Moxley was, quote, quite a situation. And of course, he even mentions that Tony Khan, the AEW owner, was willing to do whatever it took to keep Moxley with AEW because, let's be honest, Jon Moxley, whether you like the guy or not, he's a huge part of All Elite Wrestling. I mean, so far, within the first 3 years of All Elite Wrestling, you can't talk about All Elite Wrestling without mentioning Jon Moxley. I mean, there's other names to mention like Chris Jericho, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and the list goes on. But the bottom line is, you can't talk about All Elite Wrestling's success and history without mentioning Jon Moxley. So with the situation right now, him signing a new 5-year deal, of course, you know, with his new deal, you know, he's not just going to basically have duties of just being an in-ring talent, but according to what I've seen is, you know, he's going to have a duty as a coach and as a mentor for the talents as well, so you know, based on everything that's going on backstage with AEW, you know, from the feud between Guevara and Andrade, which I spoke about it on this show with my friend David, and of course, you know, right after we do the episode, that particular night, Andrade and Guevara got into a backstage altercation that resulted in Andrade being sent home, so. And of course, you know, everything, you know, from CM Punk, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, I mean, Sometimes I'm starting to get the idea that, you know, if Jon Moxley, you know, has a bigger position even backstage, you know, Jon Moxley could be actually be utilized as a way, you know, to help maintain law and order in the backstage of All Elite Wrestling. I mean, who knows, but it's clear that Tony Khan obviously has his hands full, but, you know, of course, you know, the fact that there's all that backstage chaos, you know, it's definitely going to fall in the hands of Tony Khan, because, you know, it doesn't look good on him. But you know, the situation is pretty complicated and it's critical. But, you know, in pro wrestling, these kinds of things are directly consequences of letting the inmates run the asylum. So, anyway. So, you know, according to another source right here, according to ringsidenews.com, apparently, they actually released a story that insists that Jon Moxley apparently considered not re-signing with AEW. I find that really, really interesting. So according to this, of course, they remind us he signs a new 5-year deal. But, of course, they mentioned, you know, he also works, you know, these indie dates. You know, he also works for GCW and whatnot, and speaking of GCW, his recent match there, right there, but apparently, according to this, that his new deal says that he's going to be working fewer indie dates and because of his new contract, but it says here on ringsidenews.com that because of his new contract, he's no longer able to work for GCW, and furthermore, this particular source indicates that because of that, Moxley considered not re-signing with AEW because, of course, Moxley is a huge part of GCW. Now, Ringside News says this, but I've not found any other sources that are indicating such information, so I don't know if it's true or not. So, but according to, based on what I've seen, you know, he did recently drop the GCW World title to Nick Gage, which I believe was last weekend. I believe it was on Saturday. So, you know, of course, you know, Moxley had been the champion of GCW for well over a year, you know, coming into that match last week. So, if his new contract basically states that he can no longer work for GCW, then I suppose it actually makes sense that he dropped the title to Nick Gage. And, of course, it was in a match. It was a career versus title match. So, of course, Jon Moxley lost the title. There was some interference. You know, Bill Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass in WWE, was part of it, you know. I think it involved in the finish that Jon Moxley got chokeslammed through glass or whatnot. So if Jon Moxley dropping the belt indicates that a departure, that he's not going to be taking bookings with GCW for a while, or for God knows how long, then I suppose it does make sense. But although Dave Meltzer of Wrestling Observer said that Moxley staying with AEW. That mentioned that Moxley can still take independent bookings, but Meltzer insisted that Moxley wants to reduce the number of bookings outside of AEW, and of course Moxley also has a desire to continue to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling, because, you know, Moxley is a huge part of New Japan Pro Wrestling. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, the specific terms of the contracts are undisclosed. You know, looking for another like source right here from WrestlingNews.com. You know, of course, it expands the responsibilities that Moxley has. You know, he's a coaching role and a mentoring role. So now this source confirms that with his new deal, Moxley is to work exclusively for All Elite Wrestling as well as New Japan Pro Wrestling. And of course, as we know, New Japan Pro Wrestling is one of AEW's international partners. Now, as far as, you know, of course, the Forbidden Door, from what I understand, is AEW and Impact Wrestling, their relationship ended earlier this year, and it's unknown if they'll actually renew that partnership. I'm really hoping that Impact Wrestling and AEW can certainly bring back their working relationship. And again, I'm hoping that AEW and all these other promotions can form more and more working relationships. So it doesn't surprise me that, you know, Moxley desires to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And if we're mentioning that Tony Khan was willing to do whatever it took to keep Jon Moxley part of AEW, of course, Tony Khan was going to put in a clause in the contract that allows Moxley to work for New Japan Pro Wrestling. But again, New Japan Pro Wrestling is partnered with AEW, and since Moxley is a huge part of New Japan, it was probably going to happen either way. Of course, as we know, Moxley is a two-time IWGP United States Heavyweight Champion with New Japan, so... yeah. So I think regardless, Moxley was going to be allowed to work in New Japan, not only because of his status there, but of course, again, the relationship between AEW and New Japan, so... so really, I didn't think anything was going to change. So based on what I've seen is that if he can't work, you know, if he has to take less independent bookings, but I don't know if it's that he has to now or if Moxley desired to, but all I know is that he recently dropped the title, the GCW title, to Nick Gage in a title versus career match. So that was probably a way to write off Moxley away from GCW. So it's quite clear that maybe for now, maybe for the next 5 years or so, Moxley's probably finished with GCW, but we'll have to wait and see because, you know, like then, I mean, the terms of the contract, you know, basically, of course, is basically top secret, but you know, Moxley is a huge part. I mean, Moxley right now is, you know, the AEW champion, so, you know, he was interim champion, and then recently, you know, CM Punk became champion again, and then Moxley got the title back. You know, he beat Bryan Danielson in that final, so the whole situation with CM Punk, you know, just remains unknown. I mean, it's been rumored that CM Punk is reportedly finished with AEW, but, you know, nothing's been confirmed yet, and once that does, I will be back here to talk about it, but right now, we don't know. We do not know. Anyway, so looking everything else, you know, what I found so far, I mean, really, not really much to go on, but apparently that Moxley is, you know, there's actually another story, but by the same source, you know, Mr. Andrew Ravens, who writes a lot of brilliant pro wrestling content, you know, in this particular source, it says that Moxley loves AEW and had no plans to go back to WWE. But of course, everybody mentions that there was no way WWE would ever rehire him again. You know, I would say, well, as long as Vince McMahon was in charge, then yeah, probably. But now that Triple H is in charge, I would not be surprised if Triple H had, you know, had basically called Moxley and said, look, if you want to stay with AEW, that's fine. But I just want you to know that your door to a return to WWE is open and you're welcome back if you'd like to come back. So I think, honestly, the fact that Triple H is now in charge, obviously, you know, Jon Moxley going back to WWE, that door is probably, you know, open for him. But I think, you know, as long as Vince McMahon was in charge, that door was closed and locked. But now it's probably a different story. But according to this, you know, Moxley loves AEW, prefers AEW, and obviously apparently had no plans to go back to WWE. But in Moxley's case, based on what he's told about how he was unhappy with WWE, I think that whether Vince McMahon or Triple H is in charge, I really don't think he would ever consider going back. But again, you know, now that Triple H is in charge, maybe Triple H had been in charge during that time. You know, Moxley, who of course in WWE worked under the name Dean Ambrose, maybe the booking would have been different. But right now, you know, from what we see is that Moxley's loyalty lies with AEW, and he has no plans to, you know, he never had a desire to return to WWE. So, yeah. Well, so moving forward, he is scheduled to actually defend the title against Hangman Adam Page on the October 18th episode of AEW Dynamite, which of course will be in Moxley's hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. So moving forward, honestly, like, so it's confirmed he signs a new deal. He basically will work exclusively with New Japan Pro Wrestling. He could probably still take a couple of booking dates, but he wanted to reduce that amount. So I think really at this point, you know, Moxley being solidified his status with AEW, it's 100% fully confirmed. So, and as far as him, you know, going to a mentorship and coaching role, I really think that could actually help the company to go to the next level. Of course, you know, helping up the talent and helping up build up that roster. But like we said, you know, right now, Moxley is a huge part of AEW, and he's been a huge part of it since the beginning. So, you know, whether you like him or not, again, he's very important and he's vital to the AEW success. And moving forward, as far as Moxley goes with a booking, it's I'm really not sure. I'm not sure as far as his current reign. I'm not sure how long it's gonna last, but we'll have to see how things go, and hopefully his reign, you know, continues to go very well, and hopefully the booking goes well. I can hopefully enjoy it, and but really, all I can say is we'll just have to wait and see, and that's honestly all I can say. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for today. I'd like to remind you that Ringside Chaos is available to you on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube. Thank you all very much, very, very much for joining me today, and I will see y'all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.